men that understand the workings of the Holy Ghost have the capacity to change conditions. The capacity to change condition, it's a kingdom entrustment. You can't gain the kingdom if it is not a priority.
Yes, this is the kingdom message. Get ready and fasten your seatbelt as the servant of God, the lead pastor of KDC Love and Mercy Church, Pastor Stephen Enoku, drives us through the mysteries of the Word of God. Be blessed as you listen.
Glory to God. Can you go around and welcome at least 5 persons to service? Tell them it's good to have you in service this morning. I want to welcome you to service this morning. Help me look at your neighbor. Say, neighbor, it's good to be seated by you this morning. It's good to have you around. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Okay, let's turn our Bibles to Luke chapter 14, verse number 28. Luke 14. He said, don't begin until, let's read it from New King James. He said, for which of you intending to build a tower does not sit down first and count the cost, whether he has enough to finish it, lest after he has laid the foundation and is not able to finish, all who see it begin to mock him. Let us pray. Father, we thank you for your words. Your words are precepts. Your words are principles. Your words are blueprints for living. And so we are trusting your spirit to bring your word to us as a blueprint for a progressive life. I'm asking that you will touch my lips to be able to communicate profound truths and principles to your people that will not just help them now, but will also help them for the rest of their lives. I pray that the anointing that makes the communication of your word fluent, communication of your word efficacious, and the communication of your word penetrable, that anointing will rest upon me. Let every veil of religion, veil of confusion, veil of misunderstanding be taken away from our hearts. Let these words be precise. Let these words be penetrative. Let these words bring about transformation in the mighty name of Jesus. I rebuke every spirit of misunderstanding. I rebuke every spirit of distraction. And I rebuke every spirit of doubt. I pray that it is taken away in the name of Jesus. I pray that this teaching will edify every one of us and glorify Jesus. In Jesus' name we pray. Structuring your life for progress, part 3. Structuring your life for progress. Part 3. The emphasis during the first part of this series was on the character of God who built things with high level of intention. I began by establishing to us that if God wants to do something, he starts by first having a well laid down plans to carry it out. And also I emphasized on the necessity of spirituality in every aspect of our lives. If you are a businessman, if you are a student, if you are a family person, there must always be the place of spirituality in your life. In the second part of this series, I went ahead to explain the need for structure. I explained to us why structure becomes very important in anything that we do. Somehow, during the first part of this series, I was able to explain to us that structure determines strength, structure determines stability, and structure determines durability. Can I say that again? Structure determines the strength, the extent to which something can be strong, and then also structure determines capacity, what something can carry, and then structure determines durability, how long it can last. And then during the last part of the series, I also explained to us why you must span your plans, why you must believe in the fact that you can become anything tomorrow by simply putting plans in what? In place. One thing you must understand is this: the future will come if the future will not become what you want if you don't prepare for it. Is that okay? We prepare for the future. So that is what we call spanning. You understand what I'm talking about? For example, I was discussing with one of our proteges some time ago. She's based in the US, and she was sharing something with me about how education is in America. He said, especially college education is very expensive. University education, rather, is quite expensive in America. He was explaining to me that if you really want to give your child a good education in America, you start saving for the child's education the moment you start working. Are you listening to me now? Now let's look at it together. Now, the kind of system, you know, people want to travel abroad, wants to go to US, want to go to UK, want to go to Europe, and then we always believe that the pasture is greener there. Are we together? Now, but the truth is, the way life is in America is not the same way it is in Nigeria. Now, we have a problem here. Our economy is bad. Our leaders are not helping us. But you see, those places are very structured. Everybody says structured. I didn't hear you say structured. So everything is already planned and pre-planned. So now, currently, let's take for example, you are working and you are earning, let's say, $3,000. You are earning $3,000. Now, from that $3,000, you pay your rent, maybe around $1,000. That's if you are living in a poor neighborhood. But if you want to live good life in US, they pay monthly. They don't pay rent yearly like we pay in Nigeria. So they pay monthly rent, let's say $1,500 to $2,000 per month. How much will be left? Very little amount left. From there, you pay your light bill, because these things are automated. Do you understand? It's not like Nigeria that you can decide not to pay light bill when they pay you salary. And do you understand? There, it's automated. You have already subscribed to the billing what? It's just like your data. You know, if you put auto renew on your data, the moment it expires, if there's credit in your account, what will happen? It will renew. It's a dazitis. Although there are times people can negotiate to bypass on all those things, but the normal thing is that even if you don't pay it, you are owing. You still pay it. You can't run away. You understand? So, and you pay for that. Then you pay for water. Are you getting me now? The government is the one that supplies you water. Do you understand? So you pay for water. You pay for a lot of subscription if you're online and all of those things. You maintain your car. Now, if you now have, you see, when you see an American not giving birth to too many children, it's not a prayer point. You understand? It's not, they don't, no. The reason why you can't see them, the system has been structured to not make it easy for you to have too many children. Because it's already giving yourself bad debt. Because when you take the child to school, let's say you have two children growing up and they want to go into university. How much is their school fee? Sometimes you have their school fee ranges over between 20K or thereabouts dollar and all of those. So meaning that it's from that salary you have to pay that money. Is it available? No. What does it mean? It means that the moment, that's why if you have friends or families who are in the US, you see, most of you always call them and you like they send you money and then they can't send you and you are like, JB, you are in US now. You should. No, the reason why not like that is because they know that if they are making money and they are wasting it, their children will not go to school. So a part of the money they are earning right now, they are already what? Saving it for their child's school. If not, if you want to go to school, she was telling me that if the parents did not save up for the child's school, is either the child will have to rely on scholarship or the child will collect loan. And when you start working, when you are done with school, you have to pay those loans. And the problem with paying is that you will still have needs at that time. Are you getting what I'm saying? So it means that if there are no plans, are we together? If there are no plans in place, when the future comes, what will happen to that person? The person will be what? Will be struggling. So that's the importance of structure. So what I'm trying to show to you in this series as young people is to make you understand that the kind of life you want to live tomorrow, the kind of destiny you want to fulfill tomorrow, will not happen because you just wish to fulfill it. It will happen because you have practical structures in place. Tell neighbor, practical structures in place. Do you understand that now? So today, I want to remind you that we don't progress by hearing good teachings. We don't progress by hearing good teachings. We progress by the steps we take and the actions we carry out in line with the teachings. So write that down. I don't progress by hearing good teachings. Today we have a lot of clips. If you go on, a lot of contents are flying every day. If you go to Instagram, if you go to Facebook, if you go to Twitter, and then on your WhatsApp status, you've increased it from 30 seconds to 1 minute. You have short clips. Ministers summarizes their teaching and then put it up, and then everybody's putting it up on their status. Is a good thing, but let me tell you the truth, that you are in a church that teaches soundly, or you follow a mentor or a pastor that teaches soundly, does not mean that your life will be sound. It is what you do with the teaching. Are you with me now? The steps that you take, is that okay? So if you are part of a church and the pastor say, go and learn a skill, and then you don't do anything with it, your life will not progress. Are you with me now? The progress we see in our lives as believers is from what we do with what we hear. Glory to God. It's from what we do with what? With what we hear. Let's turn our Bibles. There's a verse of scripture. Jesus gave a parable. Let's check that parable. Luke chapter 6. Start from verse 45 or thereabouts. It said 45. Luke 6 verse 45. Let's read 6:46. 47. Now, whoever comes to me and hears my sayings and does them. The key word here is what? Does them. It's not the hearing. I have to say this because we are in a generation, we hear a lot. Just on your data. You know, when we're growing up, 10 years ago, you understand, when some of us started planning our lives, it's not the way it is now. You know, for you to read some books, you either have to buy it, borrow it, or you can't even download it then. Most of these books, they were not free to download. Is now many things are free on the internet. And the reason why some things are free is because some people wants to use it to make money. So the more people download from their site, are you getting me? The more money they make. But those days, if you want to read a book, it's either you buy or you borrow. And you either borrow from the library, your church library, fellowship library, or you borrow from your friends. That's why you see some of our books, you see a local library. Because we were trained to have a library. And those books were not so cheap as you see it today. So then we have to spend a lot to learn a lot. But today there is already a lot to hear. Are you getting what I'm saying? It's possible if you didn't come to church today and you are just on your reels, you will hear a lot of things. But you see, that's where the challenge is. You don't become progressive by the volumes of teachings. Rather, you become progressive by the actions you take. So when you hear the word, what do? So Jesus said, anyone who hears my what? My teachings and does what? Let's check it. He said, and does them. So tell your neighbor, you must do them. What will he liken him to? Let's read the next verse. He said, he's like a man building a house who dug deep and laid the foundation on the rock. So the word build is coming in again. So tell your neighbor, you build your life. You can become really, really comfortable financially. You are listening to me right now. You have so much debt. You struggle to pay school fees. You struggle to do a lot of things. The truth is this, that struggle has expiry date. Are you following me? But the expiry date of that struggle is not going to only be by prayer, fasting, and listening to messages. The expiry date to that struggle will be by prayers, fasting, listening to message and what? And doing what you hear. Are you getting it now? So he said, what did the man do? He dug deep. So tell neighbor, you have to dig deep. And then laid foundation on the rock. Now, the direction of this parable is where the foundation was laid. Because it's not what was heard. It's not even the depth of the digging, but the quality of the ground on which the foundation was what? Was dug. So tell your neighbor, it was a rock. So write this down. Whatever you become in life is defined by principles. Principles. So we can see rock as principles. That's what he's saying. He said, if he hears and do. Now, that doing based on what he heard is a principle. So the fact that he did something with what he heard, he has secured a part of his future. Do you understand? So that is the rockiness of the foundation. Look up, everybody. The reason why your life will be solid 1 year from now, 6 months from now, 2 years from now, 5 years from now, is because you are doing something with what you are hearing what now. Tell me, but that's why your life will be solid. You are doing something with it. If I come and said, okay, go and read 2 books on finances. Pastor said I should go and read 2 books on finances. So you call your book vendor. Please, sir, do you have any book on finances? Or you come at me, Pastor, do you have any recommendation? And I say, okay, go and get this one. Or I have this one on my system. Take it. I send you the PDF. And then you go away from status. Are you hearing what I'm saying? You go away from IG. And you take the next 2 weeks to read that book and do what was said in that book. What have you done to your life? You have secured a portion of your destiny. So the key word here is the what? Is the doing. You can't be coming to church and be hearing good sermons and be doing nothing with it. Nothing will happen to your life. Your life will remain the way it is. Why? Let's check it. He said, and when the flood arose, we are still in verse 47. Okay, verse 48 now. Verse 47, we are still in 47. Okay, 48, isn't it? Okay, stay there. He said, he's like a man. Okay, 48. He's like a man building a house and laid it foundation on the rock. And when the flood arose, the Bible did not say, and if the flood arose. The Bible said, when the flood arose. So, struggles, difficult situations, what we call unforeseen circumstances, are eventualities. If that English is not too big for you, please, I want you to write it down. Unforeseen circumstances, conditions that you didn't predict. Are we together? Conditions that you didn't predict. Unplanned occurrences are guaranteed to happen. Unplanned occurrences. Are we getting it now? Things where you be say you no plan for before will always happen in the future. But what will make those things not to destroy your life is because there are other aspects that you are solidly what? Built. Please follow me, I'm going somewhere. The dynamics of structuring is hinged on the fact that if you put structures in place, it will prevent collateral damages. Are you with me? Are you following me? When structures are in place, it will prevent the damage from being very, very bad. Because whether you are good or you are bad, bad things will show up in your life. Whether you are good or you are bad, difficult times will come. Whether you are wise or whether you are foolish, challenges will come. Terrible circumstances will come. Are you getting what I'm saying? If you are doing business, some days you will transport goods from Lagos, and out of a good of maybe 200,000, driver might misplace 100,000. It's going to happen. The reason why we were told to insure our things is because there are possibilities of accident. If you are a car owner, there is a simple insurance we buy. It used to be 5,000, maybe it's 10,000 naira now. But there is another insurance that you buy. It's around 35,000 naira. Are you following me? If you buy it. Now, if your car have accidents, you take it to them, they will repair it for you, and you get your car back. Do you understand? Because that money is big. It's expensive. Some of them is 70,000 to buy the insurance. Then when you buy it, you now insure the car. Isn't it? The car is insured. Now, let me show you something most of you don't understand. Some of you may understand it. How many of you know that even if they rob First Bank and carry all the money inside First Bank today, it will not affect that your 2 million that you have in that account. Do you know why? There's something called Nigeria Deposit Insurance Company. First Bank is insured. That's why immediately after the robbery, they will come and check what was what, cut away with. It cannot affect your money. There's even a bank they just fought that the government just would revoke their license. They have been telling everybody that has money there to come and what? To come and collect their money. Now, do you know why they can get their money back? Every money you put into First Bank is what? Is insured. Every labor you make into putting structure in your life is an insurance plan for your tomorrow. That's why you must take structure seriously. There will be damages. But once you have put structures in place, those structures will help you to what? Manage the effect of the damages. Glory to God. Glory to God. Because the truth is this. Storm will always come. Wind will always blow. In your relationships. Are we together? Just like as we are in the church, our relationships go through storms. I remember one of our ministers, they were friends, and then after a while, issues started coming up. And I sat them down and I said, see, you see, the three of you, make sure you preserve these relationships. This relationship is a God-ordained relationship. So, and I now taught them principles that makes relationship to what? To stand. Because let me be sincere to you. If you are the kind of person that is always changing relationship, just like the way you are changing diapers, you will not do well in life. Because there are places in life that it's relationship that will what? That will take you there. Do you know how frustrating life will be if you don't have someone to call for urgent 2K? Yes, in as much as urgent 2K is not a good place to be, but it's worse if you don't have someone that you can call. So meaning that no matter how sound you are mentally, if you don't have sound relationship principles, a part of your life will be experiencing darkness. And that part of your life that is experiencing darkness will not cause problem and stress for other aspects of what? Of life. That is the reason why structure is very, very important. Storms will always come. For example, one of the principles of relationship is the ability to say, I'm sorry. I mean, it's a principle in relationship. If you are in relationship or you want to have friends, Proverb already said it, that he that must have friends must learn to make himself what? Friendly. So there are times that your friend will do something that is wrong. All you just need to do is to laugh about it and say, okay, that you did something that is wrong to your friend. You just tell the friend what? I'm sorry. Now, this is it. I was writing some things down and it's going to be part of what I'll teach. When I say I'm sorry, it's not because I actually did wrong per se. When I say I'm sorry, it's because I value the relationship. Two, when I'm saying I'm sorry, it's because I acknowledge that my wrong cost you something. So I'm sorry is not about me. I'm sorry is about the relationship. And it's a principle. So if you are the kind of person that hardly says I'm sorry or wants the matter to be judged, you know, when we're growing up, there is this tendencies we have, especially at home. Myself and my younger sister, we always fight a lot. And then she and my elder sister will fight. We're always fighting at home. So, and you know, those kind of fights, something triggered it. So when we don't fight, finish, we know they settle ourselves. Now mom and dad go call. Yeah, everybody can't judge. You go judge your own. So your mom and dad will not pass the final judgment. And so yeah, you say sorry. I'm not saying sorry. You understand? You know, that's the mindset a lot of us, even as adults, we still what? We still carry. So when we do something wrong to those we are in relationship with, we are waiting for someone to call for a meeting, board of trustee meeting, and tell you you not do well, you know, you apologize. No. As you mature, you now put structures in what? In place. Oh no, I can't allow. You know, you understand that this relationship is valued to me. How will we stay for 2-3 days and we are doing silent treatment? No. You just call the person and say, ah guy, I found him. This one is just the verses, so you are no verse. no verse. Oh yeah, share you go item 7. Oh yeah, more go take something. And then life goes on. Glory to God. Life goes on. And these are principles. You know, then we say, I know they pass you go anywhere. Where even they pass you go? Yeah, no. Go meet rich people. People that are truly rich. They will tell you the value of what? Association. So storms will always come. Winds will blow. But when they come, it now says that it could not what? Shake it. For it was founded on the rock. That founding on the rock, what is it likened to? Doing what you want here. The rockiness of your life is determined by your response to the things you hear. What do you do with it? How quick do you take what you hear? Oh, Pastor, I've learned something today. So, Pastor, you're saying that I say I'm sorry because I value the relationship, not because I'm wrong or my friend is wrong. You know, so even make statement like, hey, "Shebi na you offend me, na you suppose come say sorry first." Now, that's because you don't value the relationship. Do you understand? Hey, but Pastor, I'm the one that is always saying sorry, 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 sorry. And you're doing that because you value the relationship. And it's not a plus for the other person, but it's a plus for what? For you. So that's why I tell people in relationship, don't expect the other partner to always be at the same level with what? With you. If you understand and value the relationship, keep saying, yeah, I'm sorry. Because you value the relationship. So your life is sound because you're always hearing and doing. So tell your neighbor, we keep doing. I want you to desire progress. That's the reason why I'm explaining all these things. Because my burden for this series is so that you can incline your heart to put adequate structures in place so that you can make progress in life. The next thing I want to talk about is that progress in life is not just progress in one aspect. It has to be all round. It has to be all round. The need for balance. Say with me, a balanced life. A balanced life. Media, I don't know how quick you can help me. Just write all of those aspects of life on a white A4 paper. Those aspects of life, I listed them on Thursday. You can put it up on the screen. I'm going into the heart of the teaching now. You see, one of the mistakes a lot of us make is that not only one side of our life will focus attention. We only focus on one aspect of our lives. And that's the challenge I have with religion. Now, religion always tells you that prayer solves everything. That with prayer, everything will be solved. Now, you want to get married, so you are going to pray. Carry three names. Timothy, Theophilus, and Titus. To mountain. Oh yeah, begin to Badura. Father, is it Timothy or Theophilus? And then your prophet said, the one that start with T. Apostle, all of them start with T. You know, most people think that success is trial and error. And that's why I beg of you, please, I beg you, do something with what you are hearing. I was there. I used to think that one day I will suddenly overcome certain things. One day I will suddenly become great. One day I will suddenly become rich. And I'm just waiting for one day. One day will be a mirage until you take steps with what you have heard. And about take steps. You will not get married by taking the three names to mountain. And after the prayers, the prophet will not bring the name back and say, God said, Your husband is Titus. And then this is the sister that have married Titus, now spending some years with Titus. She wants to divorce. And she said, but I know God told me it was Titus. But one thing you fail to understand is that even if God gives you an angel to marry, if you don't have skills for relationship, you will kill the angel. That's how it works. The reason why a lot of us think that life is complicated or life is hard is because we don't have structures in place. We have not learned about that aspect of life. For example, by the grace of God, as at the level I am now, I understand relationship very well. As in relationship, relating with people. I still read books on relationship. So, it's, if I have dead relationships, they are very few. Now, not because I'm perfect, but because I understand how this works. Are you with me? Glory to God. Pastor Ewai, where is she? Bring, there's a carton on top of my table in the office. I'll show you something now. Tony Ball, learn how things work. And the mind, by the way God designed it, can learn anything. Most of you don't understand that you are, your mind is, I mean, there's billions of capacities in there. You can live this abundant life. You can live it. But you must put structures around these seven areas. Please bring the carton. Why are we wasting time? There's a carton on top of the table. Just bring it. Now, thank you. Now, there's a laptop in here. While I was thinking about how to explain, where's Valid? Please come. What I want to explain, I just remembered this laptop. Now, look at this laptop. Is dissembled, is scattered. Come now, come and help me. Just stand here. Sit. But the truth is that this laptop can still work. It's working. You understand? It's working. Come, sir. Please come. Yes, sir. Come, please. Please help me fix the laptop. Can you fix it? God bless you. I like your sincerity. Stay, don't go. He said no. Because he doesn't know. He has not learnt it. But if you get me my screwdriver and get me maybe 4 minutes, I will assemble this laptop, put battery aside, and you start using it. Various aspects of life are usable to the points you learn. Life is not as hard as you think. As it is, the screen is bad. I send an order for the screen. They sell it in Lagos, 15 to 20,000. They will send it to me. These are the screws here. All the contents, there are some parts. Wait. Watch me now. Raise your head. Now look up. There are connectors here. I'm not scared to remove them because I know I can fix them back. I get what I'm saying. Can remove all of this because I'm not scared of how to fix them. Even if I sleep and they are all scattered. I get what I'm saying. Everything, it looks so complicated, isn't it? I get a screw, I remove all of this. Huh? And then I sit down with it for 1 hour. Just tie them, apply it, and the system we're on. And then it looks like magic to you. It's not magic. Because whatever you don't know or you have not handled, we always look magical. So that's why you see some people are saying, why is my relationship not working? For example, this somebody may have tampered with something, maybe the thing fell down. Are you getting it? It fell down and then it's something removed. And then the system is not on in. My village people have come again. And then you bring it to a repair. I say, okay. Oh, is the motherboard connector that removed? Put it and tells you to pay 10,000 naira. Now, what looks complicated to you becomes very easy to someone. The reason is because the person lantern is doing. Every aspect of life can be learned. The reason why it looks like life is complicated is because you are spending your energy on the wrong things. You are doing the wrong things. For example, currently you are washing my husband and I, and you are in season 9. And you are waiting for the next season to come. Are we together? Now the question is, what will my husband and I do to you? Pastor, it will teach me how to marry. The people that even acted the film said some of them are not married. Because it's just a script. They know that you will download. So they are using you to make money. And they are making money from you and making life too. And you, your own is just consuming. You're washing. You finish washing. The next thing you come, you're on IG. You are liking. And then you have done that for 6 months now. And you have done that for 1 year now. And you expect that your life will be what? Will be solid. Your life can never be solid. Because solidity rides on principles. So it is those principles that will not determine your progress in life. And then, while I was removing some of the clips, one of the things that came to my mind, which is always in the mind of the engineer, is what we call caution. 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 Put it on the screen. Caution. Have you written those plane sheets and the things I want us to write? So I should write those things. No plain paper. Now, in everything in life, what principle does, or sorry, what structure helps us to achieve? It helps us to be cautious. That's another advantage of structures. Structures helps us to be what? Cautious. Everybody say cautious. It means caution. Now, if you understand the principle of relationship, you know that there are some things you don't do. Are we together? Both of you are friends, very good friends, and then he offends you, and then because you're offended, you now begin to tell him all the secrets he told you while you both were very good friends. That relationship will die natural death when he finds it. Because there are cautions in life. There are lines you don't cross. So while I'm trying to remove these flex. Now, this thing is what holds the flex. This thing. Now, in as much as I remove it, there's a force that I will remove it with. The thing will remove. And the moment that thing removes, this thing will never work again. Are you understanding what I'm saying? Do you get what I'm saying? So, when you understand structures, you will realize that there are some things I shouldn't do. There are some words I shouldn't say. There are books I shouldn't read. Are you getting what I'm telling about? There are channels I shouldn't subscribe to on my YouTube. There are contents I shouldn't download. The reason is because in as much as I want to learn about life, if I learn those things, they will corrupt what should work in my life. So you realize that when you put structures in place, it helps you to know who not to associate with. Just like we're talking about loyalty in ministry. Let's take, for example, you are in a ministry, you just joined the ministry, you love what God is doing in the ministry, and then you decide to make friends with people within the ministry, and then you choose to make friends with people who don't like the church. They're only just coming because maybe they don't have option. Now, that love you have for the ministry will get corrupted as long as you continue relating with them. That's the truth. 1 Corinthians chapter 15, give us verse 32. I'll show you something. Tell me about caution. It's a popular verse of scripture, but some of us don't know why Paul made that statement. So he said, if in the manner of men I have fought with beasts at Ephesus, what advantage is it to me if the dead do not rise? Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. Now, NLT. He said, don't be fooled by those who say such things. I like 33 and 34. Now, don't be fooled by those who say such things. For bad company corrupts good character. Think carefully about what is right and stop sinning. For to your shame, I say that some of you don't know God at all. Now, what is the context of Apostle Paul's conversation? Now, Apostle Paul was talking about the resurrection of the dead. Some people now rose up and started preaching a sermon that the dead will not rise. So Apostle Paul now said, don't be fooled by those who say such things. Meaning that if he is among one of the proponents that there is no resurrection of the dead, there is no resurrection of the dead, and then he now gets a partner, Kate. Now come. Now, Kate becomes close to him. Now, what will happen to Kate? Gradually, Kate will start believing that there is no what? Are you following me now? If she now joins Kate, what will happen? Now, what is happening now? Is spreading. Now, that's what Paul is trying to say. And that's what structure determines. The moment you start putting structures in your life, you now know that there are some people you shouldn't even sit down with. You know, that's what I was telling you last Thursday. That, you know, get matches. Your neighbor will not like church. You go to knock at door around 10 in the night. Please, I just come from church. I don't buy matches. If you borrow me matches. Do you understand? Now, there is a structure you would have put in your life, and understanding you would have had that, better man sleep and not go die, rather than going to beg. Are you getting what I'm talking about here? So what Paul was saying is that don't be foolish. Don't be fooled. Bad company corrupts what? Good character. Let's take, for example, you come to this church, you love the church, you love the word, and then you now make mistake of getting close to someone who does not model what the church is preaching. With the small good you even carry and come, will be corrupted. Because association affects assimilation. Association affects assimilation. One of the best ways to change the kind of things you are thinking is to change the kind of friends you are living with. Are we together? But how do I know who to associate with? Everybody says structures. Glory to God. God bless you. You can go back to your seat. You can take them away. Let's celebrate the Lord. So tell your neighbor, I have structures. So let's go to the other aspect of the discussion. Where are my leaflets? Put it up. So now, never think that success in an aspect of life can or will make up for failures in another aspect. Write that down. Never think that success in an aspect of life will make up for failures in other aspects. Life does not run that way. What I'm trying to say in effect is this. You can't say because you are very, very prayerful, it will automatically make you a wife material in marriage. It doesn't work like that. Prayer is a system on its own. Learn it. Marriage is a system on its own. Are you getting me? Are you here? That's why, you see, a number of us make mistakes. Honestly. And I really must be sincere here. You know, there are some people that when it's time for them to marry, say, okay, I want to get married to a church brother or a church sister. I know of some guys. I mean, some of all these guys that are making money, some of them are sleeping around. They've already made up their mind that when they are ready to marry, you see all those flings that they are sleeping with and dropping, they will not marry any of them. They already made up their mind. I've met a number of them there. In worry, we used to have them. When is that time to marry? They will now form good brother and come to church. You see them, they become consistent in church, start giving money to projects and all of a sudden. Because they have already told themselves that they want to marry a church sister. And sometimes the prayer we do pray for some of them is that they should just catch one of those church sisters that are pretending. May the matter, the equation just balance. Not joko. But then, some of them eventually pick a church sister that is even more, that's worse than them. I mean, there was one, that was just a used church cover up. So the two jam. And that, why? Sorry. The reason is because a lot of people assume that because somebody is a good worshiper, he will be a good husband. Are you understanding what I'm saying? I like the way Brother Emeka prays. In a half chest. Oh, that's my ideal husband. I will marry a praying husband. A praying husband. Forgetting that what makes a husband is not prayer. Prayer is needed. It's good to marry a praying man. But first, he must first be a husband material. So, what I mean is this. Success in an aspect of life will never substitute for failure in other aspects. So, that's why you need to put structures. Then sing my soul, my Savior God to thee. I mean, Sister Mary is singing, how great a heart, how great a heart. And then tears is rolling down her eyes. Wow, that's my wife. She's so broken. And then you take her home, and then the first thing she can do is to break bottle. Because we always assume that because we sing good, we speak good, and we dress good, meaning that we will look good in marriage. And it doesn't work that way. Because marriage is a system. And how well she was doing marriage is not how good she holds the mic, but it's how well she was brought up by her mother, her father, and her friends. And that's a schooling on its own, which you never took cognizance of. So now you come to church, you pray in tongues, and then you sing, "How great thou art." But the taste of your fried rice and your spag is not good. Forgetting that your husband will not fall in love with "How great thou art." He needs food. Eronje. Because the sweetness of your voice will not satisfy the sound of the worms. And then you want to marry an Ekiti man that likes pounded yam, was born and bred in pounded yam. And then you expect Holy Ghost to pound yam for him. If he didn't get pounded yam for a period of time, he may eventually pound your head. Are you following what I'm saying? So now we are saying, go learn how to cook, how to organize the kitchen. So we come to your room right now, and by the side of your bed, we see the plate you used to take spag and noodles 4 days ago, and then the spags are becoming like warm. And then the aroma that comes from your room is not commensurate with the aroma that comes from your voice. Because you don't even know how to lay bed. And then you are saying, "Pastor, wife but not a cook." Listen to this. What about being a wife and also being a good cook? It takes a balanced diet to produce a balanced giant. So tell neighbor, it's a balanced life. John 10, verse 10, NIV. It's a complete life. So that's why responsibility is on us. He said, to make them have life and have it to the full. Full. Tell neighbor, a full life. So how do we structure our lives? Put it up. There are 7 areas you must take very seriously. How many areas? 7 areas you must take seriously. I like your warmer. I like your suit. It's all right. Yes, I like the way you have been following. Oh yeah, if you got my paper, come out. Stay according to the way it is on the board, starting from here. So let's look at the structures we have to put in place. So you just stand holding. Number 1 is spirituality and ministry. So if you are holding spirituality and ministry, come. So line up like this. So now, church, life is like a wheel. So when you are running, are you getting me? A car needs 4 wheels to run, isn't it? So hold it and show the congregation. Number 2 is relationship structures. Your own is family life. You are number 6. You are number 6. Job, vocation, and career, you are number 3. Financial structure, you are number 4. Health structure, you are number 5. Family life, you are number 6. Skill acquiring structure is number 7. Oh, yeah, spread yourself out. Spread. Still spread, don't worry. No, stay, start from here. Let's come, still come like this. So now look at these areas. Now, this is your life wheel. Please, everybody look up, look at these areas. Car runs on how many wheels? Four. Life runs on these seven wheels. The other day, we wanted to go out and the front tire was flat. We could not go anywhere. That's why I'm telling you that success in one aspect cannot what? Substitute for failure in another aspect. Are you getting what I'm talking about? I mean, I was supposed to bring the car to church this morning. Every part of the car is good, looking good, but the car can't start. So I can't drive it. Most of you are looking at life as if everything about life is money, 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 money. You see, you will get money and life will be frustrating for you. There are some people that don't have money as much as you do right now, but they are very, very, very comfortable. Because they understand that life is not one wheel. Money is only wheel number four. That's what money is, financial structure. That's why you see people, they are rich, but they are depressed. How many of you have met rich, depressed people before? And someone will say, hey, pastor, leave that thing. We'll get the money. We'll deal with the depression. It's because depression never stoned you. No. Now, because a depression never stoned you. Or kidney infection or cancer never stoned you. Go to UITH or any teaching hospital. You will see, someone was sharing with me. I think she was the one. She was sharing with me of how some wealthy couples, they had two kids, they were SS. I mean, money cannot buy change of that genotype. So as far as they were concerned, even if they have 10 million somewhere, do you know the emotional stress those sicknesses are taking them through? And you are telling me, pastor, leave me, let me eat anything I like. Let me marry anybody I like. That's where the challenge is coming from. Because to us, because now it looks like the main issue is money. You need money. So everything is money. Everything is no money. I'm telling you this. God told me some years ago. He said you will certainly be rich. In life, wealth and riches are natural. They will come. But when you will become rich, what kind of character you want to have? What kind of character do you want to display? They are rich, depressed people. I've seen someone build a very big mansion, so I can't stay in it. And she told me something. She said, one of the regrets she has is that while she was younger than this, I wish she takes spirituality very serious. Now, all the demons from the father's house are running after her. She's running to prophet, but there's a level the prophet can what? Can help. Now you have problem, you run to prophet. You have problem, you run to prophet. A time will come, you will have problem. The prophet can't help. The devil of your job is telling you, I'm praying for you, and you are dying. I'm praying for you, you are dying. I'm praying for you. Why? You are the one that is supposed to stand and say, demon, get out of my marriage. Because it's only your voice that the demon will hear. But right now, no spiritual structure. You can't pray. As a matter of fact, some people, if you want to give them sleeping pill, tell them to pray. Father, Lord. Father, Lord, Father, Lord. So number one, spiritual structures. Number two, relationship and social life. What do you understand about relationship? I learned something that shaped my mind about relationship. People who are very good in managing relationship issues always have a high tendency of doing well in marriage. You can't be a bad relationship person and do well in marriage. It's not possible. Because marriage is what? It's a relationship. It's one of the levels of relationship. So, talking about relationship structures, do you know the levels of relationship? Do you know it? Have you read books? How many books have you read on relationship? I'm not talking about marriage and family life. Oh. What should I know before I got married? That one is married. When we are talking about relationship books, we are talking about books like books by Kennedy. How to influence, how to win friends and influence people. How to win friends. The fundamental, the five fundamental principles of relationship. Do you know them? That's why your relationships are failing. And you're saying, everybody is bad, everybody is wicked, everybody hates me. Calm down, sister. Nobody hates you. Brother, calm down. There are times you will think that people are the problem until by the time you have read 2-3 books on relationship, you look at yourself and say, guy, you need to work on yourself. One of the principles of relationship is the principle of mutuality. The principle of mutuality states that we too must be interested in the relationship. You see, the reason why some persons are going into gaslighting, going into ghost mood, is because they are trying to force themselves into people's life. I want to be her friend. And she says, you don't be my friend. She chooses her friend. You are pushing yourself. She pushes you away, now you are angry. Tell anybody it must be mutual. I mean, praise God. You see, one of the things that is very, very rare I go through is depression. I hardly go through depression. If you block my number, I'll go, I'll move on. Life goes on. I have too many friends. They are already many. If I want to have one again, I can still have. So I go into depression because somebody said I did. It can be painful, honestly. But let me tell you the truth. The reason why some of these things will not pain some of us, we have understood what? Relationship. One of the first principles of relationship. If you want to put structures in your relationship life, one of the first things you need to go and do now is to check your life. How do you manage friends? Now, friendship relationship, in fact, every relationship calls you mutuality. Hey, I don't like that company. I don't like the MD. I don't like the MD of that company. The MD is very snobby and insultive. Now you need a job. It's the company you go and apply to. After all, she been at the money I want. Now that's the problem. Now you go in there, the small energy you still get, the snobbiness and the offense from the MD, now you are gradually drifting into depression. Are we together? One of the principles of relationship is what? Mutuality. The principle of mutuality says that you and I must be what? Interested. May not be saying that one person carried the thing for head past the other. And when people are striking even job relationship, they don't understand it. How can somebody give you a job offer? Says, okay, you come to work Monday to Sunday. Come to work 8, you close by 6. No public holiday. If you want to take permission, if you miss work, we'll minus 2,000 from you. And after all the plenty talk, you say your salary is 25,000. Are you with me, sir? If you're in the position, what will you do? What will you do? I will run. This thing is not mutual. Are we correct? This thing is not mutual. You are demanding more from me and you are not ready to what? To give me more. But some people, that's why we are talking about structure, sir. So people say, pastor, let me just take it now. She be because of the money. She be just to work for 2 days, for 2 months. After we, listen, that is where we are having issues in life. You don't take it because it's not in line with your principle of relationship. You will look at the MD and say, MD, if you are demanding this much from me, you should be able to give. You know your worth. And then you walk away. Are we correct? Am I correct? The company that knows, that deserves you with what? Will come, isn't it? Yes, sir. Glory to God. Tell neighbor, I understand mutuality. You see, that's why most people, some of you, that's why people are throwing dung into your life. Some of your friends are just using you. They know you can make hair very well. And they want to make hair on Friday. by Tuesday, just notice that they have started posting your picture on their status. Humans, God, they see you. Humans, I've never seen anything God created that is as selfish as humans. Before you know, he will just call you, say, "Hey, babe, babe, bestie, babe of life, Afana." It's like you are not checking my status again. He speaks the language you can understand. On Thursday like this, he will just send you a message on WhatsApp. I say, "Babe, Afa, this is my hair." Like, I say, "How you see the hair? See the hair? You're not fine again." You know, a lot of us are guilty of it. Now God, they change us. We do one before Abby. We are like parasites. We are like parasites. Because we don't understand relationship. Most of us don't understand you are parasitic. And now people are avoiding you because you have become too parasitic to too many people. Because one thing in me, in relationship, I know that if she is doing much, I should begin to do much too. That's the mutuality. Hey, but pastor, you know I don't have money. It's the one that have money. Even if you don't have money, don't you have time? Someone was telling me that, it's just a joke actually. He said, if I call my dad now, my dad go no say na money I won't collect. See that? He said, because the only thing with relationship between my dad, daddy, I need money. He said, thank you. Praise God. And I said, don't worry, you will learn. You understand? And truly, some of us, that is how it used to be. But it's spirituality that is changing us. So like me, my dad, now only money, dad, have mingo. Fine, no. See, there's no band that, oh. I don't understand. Whenever they ask daddy, how are you? So tell neighbor, I'll put structures around my relationships. And like I told you, structure tries on what? Principles. Principle, mutuality. One person shouldn't be carrying all the load. When they need you, they get you. When you need them, they disappear. No, that's not a relationship. That's parasitism. The kind of relationship that we humans should have, we call it symbiosis. You remember? In biology. Even school self, even they help us put structure. Teach us the various relationship that exists between animals. And we are higher animals, so, but human animals. Sorry, humans. So it's symbiotic. He has been the one calling you to carry phone and what? Not be every time, I don't get credit, I don't get credit. And if you check all those words, say, I don't get credit, the girl that they call. You know, one of the mysteries of life is that why are we joined to those that don't like us and then we don't treat those that like us well? That's the mirage and the paradox of life. I began to learn it. That's why some of you need to learn it. You need to know people that genuinely care about you. There are some people that genuinely care about you. The reason why you are not taking notes is because they don't have money. Your love language is money. Your like language is money. But they don't have money. But they have something that is what? More powerful than what? Money. I have someone currently in my life by grace of God. When we started, I never even see him as someone that gives. But always coming, always giving accounts, can come from a lorry, tell me his plans. And at a time, you know, that's why, listen, many of you need to go back and restructure your life. You like money too much. There are some friends that are very valuable to you right now, but they don't give you no dues. That's why I don't like going to their house. But there is one that always cook, but doesn't care about you, and that's where you're always going. So you are following the wrong kind of friend. And it will break your heart with time. One of the prayers you should pray as you grow up in life is the prayer to know how to discern those that truly care about you. I'm telling you. And then, one day I just saw an alert on my phone. I was like, I was surprised. I didn't tell him I needed one. He was like, daddy, just to... I never ever imagined. And by the grace of God, then, that was like 4, 5, 6 years ago. He was just a student, and the student, the Federal Poly of. When he even left for HND in another school, he was in touch. Whenever he has program, most of the programs I go to in the Lord, he will always invite me. And lastly, I traveled out. Now, by the grace of God, since he traveled out, if I tell you how much he has been sending, sometimes he would just, and then I'm thinking, pray God to show you people that truly care. Sometimes they don't look like it. Because who they are is not only what they can give you. There is something. Look at Jonathan and David. There are some people that are covenant friends in your life. I pray you don't miss them. These are people that you will not need to beg. All you just need to do is to say it. And then they are around. And then because of your pettiness and lack of relationship structures, you begin to feel that they are pretending. Because some people have not tasted good, so they say this one is too good to be true. May you not throw away the goodness of God in your life. Relationship. Some, the only thing they can offer you now is to pray for you. You just call and said, covenant, I don't understand how things are. He said, can we just take some time to pray? Oh, this one, I'll lay prayer. At the time, you say, I need money to pay school fees. You say, man, I pray. And unfortunately, people like that, they will now maybe go and speak to one male friend and will sleep with them and pay the school fee for them. And miss that power that relationship can generate. Listen to this. If you are living a life and it's always looking like you're always stranded and no help is always coming from anywhere, check your life. You have issues with relationship. I'm saying this with all sincerity. There are people, some are family members, some are church members, some are friends that God has put in your life and puts the needs there. But you are scattering it. Let me be sincere to you, with you. Sir, sure you know. David would have died if not for Jonathan. Raise your head, everybody. Maybe media can help you with the Bible verse. Listen, as anointed as David was, David would have died. Saul had already perfected the plan to kill David. It was Jonathan that went to him and told him. He said, see, my father is killing you tomorrow. He has planned this, he has planned that. So if you love your life, don't go. Human being. The day God told me the value in people is the day I stopped joking with people. You need people in your life. The reason why you are saying everybody that wants to go should go is because God has not helped you to have good people in your life. If God has put good people in your life, you will know that humans are valuable assets. So I started reading Dale Carnegie, How to Win Friends and Influence People. John C. Maxwell, How to Influence People. Becoming a Person of Influence. I learned, Bible says we should speak truth to one another. But I learned how to tell my friends truth when I read that book, Becoming a Person of Influence by John C. Maxwell. It taught me the power of integrity. That if there's anybody you should lie to, don't lie to that friend that care. Or tell the friend the truth. Integrity. How to live a true life. There are some of you, if you tell your roommate that you are coming by 2, your roommate already know that it's 8 you will come. If you tell your roommate that you are going to Abuja Gate, in your roommate mind, he already knows that you are going to Ilaro. And then tomorrow when things go wrong, you say friends are bad people. Listen to this. Sometimes the Bible says that he that must have friends must show himself friendly. The truth is this. Like will always attract like. if you are genuinely true, two things will happen. Number one, you will spot people that are lies. You will not carry fake friends. Listen, be sincere with yourself. If you are the kind of person that is always complaining that all my friends are fake, check your life. You are the one attracting them. No, that's the truth. Because bird of a feather flock together. Yes, in one among 10, you are fake. But if in 10, you have 9 that are fake, you are the one that completed 10. There's a fakeness in your life. It is that fakeness in your life that is attracting them. Because I've considered something in relationship. If you are a true friend and your friend is fake, you will always be angered by that truth in your life. And it will leave. Are you here? For example, if you are the type that you don't like lie, or you don't like men, and you have 3 friends and all of them like men, and then you don't like men, what will happen? After a while, they will leave. Because you are not vibing their vibes. So, mutuality is important. Another principle and structure you must put in your relationship is honor structure. Go and read. Honor. Tell neighbor honor. Honor. Tell neighbor honor. Honor. You see, one of the principles around honor is the principle of highly esteeming those that are close to you. You see, when I was growing up, started doing ministry too, I observed these things. And thank God for teaching. That's why we are teaching it. And I asked that question even among us as ministers in the church. I brought it up. I said, and this is a question, that why is it that we celebrate people that are far and we despise our friends that are sacrificing for us? It's a question. Why would you celebrate somebody that you only met once in your life, yet you despise that friend that is helping you to cover your nakedness? Now the question is this: why do we allow see finish after we are finished seeing? That's because we have not learned the principle of what? Of honor. And you see, some of these things, we learned it from our Africa traditional religion. I'll give you an example, and many of you can relate with it. In my father's house, there was a cupboard that they put breakable plates. You see those plates? Now, when visitors come, that they use and serve them. We, now rubber spoon and rubber cup and plate, we take the shop. So, right from when we were small, we were trained to value outsiders more than insiders. Glory to God. See, Mio, I don't tell myself, say I go celebrate myself and people around me. I don't know about you. Amen. I never knew how much wine cost until one day I wanted to buy wine. So when I checked one wine, they were calling 7,000 or 6,000. I say, hey, and people, they dash me this wine. And when they dash me, I dash my heart. From that day, I changed my mind. So when people dash me wine, some days in the evening when we are watching African Magic, I will tell Fate, hey, we are going and bring the wine. We'll open this wine and drink. We should dispel that culture that honors people outside and despise people inside. That's why you don't value your friends anymore. See, finish. It's a bad thing. You see, sometimes we, you know, and then it shows. Someone will come and visit you, and before you know, go and buy 5 Alive Chivita. Go and, you are just doing as if you are so honorable. And since Dan has been coming to you as Abemo Sidai, Emo Sogari, sometimes you'll be so amazed, sir, that sometimes after you have finished soaking Gari without your roommates, a lady or a friend will just come and say, go and buy month. Now you go give the money, say, go buy month. You go there road, you go there, ask yourself, say, guy, which is the apple for this? bad life. God bless you, sir. Very bad. And you see, in Africa, we celebrate the dead more than the living. They tell you, want to do one burial. My sister called me and said, we should contribute so amount. They want to do this. The woman lives to another age. I said, since our father, they suffer, how much they don't contribute, say, we'll take by something and go give our father a better life. You say a befitting burial. People, you couldn't give a befitting life. You want to give them a befitting burial. May God forgive you all your sins. How many times have you celebrated your friend, your roommate, apart from Abede? How many times? It's a life we should learn. That's what we are saying. Tell me about put structures. Don't make people that see you once in a week feel you are very honorable. And somebody you are sleeping wake every day, see, finish. Don't make you finish everything when I feel offer for the relationship. You talk to your friends the way you like. Just insult her. Talk to her the way you like. Especially as Christians. Then when the prayer coordinator of the fellowship that is not even as old as your friend comes, yes sir, yes sir, yes sir, that's why people think we are pretending. No, because you see a woman that is using yes sir for pastor, go ask, go they talk to a pastor and your husband anyhow. You not learn where. Say we are learning. Honor is a principle. Honor is not respect. You give respect to whom respect is due, but honor is what you give to all men. Bible say honor all men. Media will put it up for us. Honor all men. Tell your neighbor, honor all men. Even that bike man, honor him. And what say, people make statements like, honor people because you don't know they may be your helper tomorrow. No. Even if they will not help you, honor them. Because that honor may even help them. Hello? Are we communicating? Relationship. Social life. Sir, let your language be a language of honor. Yes, I know that in friendship we joke, we play enough, a lot. But we should know when we are playing and when we are what? When we are serious. You know, now worry we grow up, we dey play well. But you know me say we know the honor, we dey honor ourselves. That's why you see friends, you want to do marriage, they will run around for you. Somebody come and tell a lie about you, they will stand and say, no, it cannot be. See loyalty. Let me tell you something. Raise your head and I'll round up here. Honor and loyalty, they are intertwined. When you honor people, there's a level of honor you give to people. It makes them become loyal to what? To you. They know that no. There are some level of respect you give to your boss in the office. Other members of staff are planning your sack. Your boss will be telling you, Are we here? Your boss will tell you, say, see that one. He say, may I sack you? And if you are a female, you say, it's because he's sleeping with the boss. No, there is something about honor. Honor naturally magnets loyalty to you. There is a kind of honor you give to people. They will protect you even in your absence. Daniel was a very honorable person. It was after the king had signed the decree. He had signed the decree that he knew that it was because of Daniel that they wrote it. But according to the law of the king of is it Persia and Media, a king cannot change what he has said. But I'm sure that man went home all night just praying. I'm sure he will be praying too. May Daniel not die. First thing in the morning, he ran to the tomb, den. What did he say? He said, as your God. There is a level of honor you have for people. The people that want to kill you, they will be coming to tell you, guy, you see all those people that you that they plan for. Better is honor. The reason why it looks like people are always doing you evil, people are always not protecting you, is because you yourself don't know how to protect others. Let's say honor. Honor means I highly esteem you. Two, honor means I don't look at your weakness. That's what honor means. Honor means I magnify your strength above your what? I know a good girl. I know. You have just stayed 6 months with your roommate. All the secret that roommate give you for this 6 months, you have cornered it and give it to all your neighbor in the compound. Some people are wicked. And funny enough, the roommate sees you as someone that is nice, caring, and he's telling you. The last guy that asked her out as she went to meet in Abuja, she told you. Now, one guy in the company is eyeing him, and you too, you are eyeing the guy. Say that, my friend. Forget all these gentlemen. Now, man, he go meet you. That bush I tell you, say, go greet him, my man. Now, man, he go meet you. It's because you don't have honor. The principle of honor says, I keep the weakness to my heart. Why is it that it's you that is telling all your friends? You are five in the friendship. Now you, now they tell other people their weakness. You see Amaka? Amaka that is doing oli-oli. Do you know that there was a day she bed wet? She sleep wake, peace for body. When you understand the principle of honor, there are things you don't say. Your mouth shivers when you want to say it. Relationship that is not built on honor will be left with hurts. You know how much honor you have for someone. When you are angry and still you will keep their confidence as confidence. And these things are built. They are not imparted by prayers. They don't come by laying of hands. These things, you learn it. You learn it. That's why, that's one of the things we're teaching stewards here. No, now you don't go and say that. You know, you don't do that. If someone offends, you go and meet the person. The number three principle of honor is offense management. Principle number three of honor states that there are people in your life you should never be angry with. Never. You were stranded. Ah. May God teach us this thing. So, you were stranded. You came to offer. Your parents do not have money to pay house for you. A friend, out of the benevolence and magnanimity of his heart or her heart, took you in. You both started staying together. Take care of you. He knows you don't have money. Will cook. Now, possibly she did something that didn't go that well with you. Now you are angry. Now you are telling your other friend that is it because she gave me house? Is it because she did? It's because it's just because I don't want to rent house. Rent kill you there. Allow me to use that word. Media, please delete that part. We quickly forget. Tell me, but we quickly forget. I started learning it, sir. Never pay evil. Never pay good with evil. Never bite the finger that fed you. It's a principle in honor. In football, there are some teams, they go and buy their rival player. And then the first game that rival player will play and score goal, the guy will not celebrate. He will just score the goal. He will just do like this. Do you know why he did that? He's honoring the former team. He's honoring. What do you do when people are stabbing you, yet you have five of that dagger to stab that person? What do you do? That's what Saul did. David did also. More than three occasions, David had the opportunity to kill Saul. But everybody say honor. Say with me, honor. Honor restrains David. David said, I cannot do this thing. You are staying in the same room, planning bad things for the same person that gave you a phone to sleep. May it never be well with your life. I said it. I said it. And you know it's in the Bible, it will not even be well with you. It's not a curse. No, it's not a curse. How can somebody give you a bed to sleep and you are sleeping on that bed calling somebody to plan it for that person? If it was in the Old Testament, the wall of the house will follow you. It's because this New Testament, God is very merciful. How do you do it? How do you do it? Honor, honor, honor. I've said it severally. I said, people you should honor in your life, the person that opened the door for you. Check your life. If someone opens a door for you, I see humans are not good. Humans are not good. Someone opens a door for you,
and later started doing some wrong things about you, please keep quiet, don't talk. Posterity will come on that person. These are the fight that God said, leave it for me, I will fight it. Don't carry yourself and go and be saying, hey, is it because he gave me job? He's a snitch. He's a womanizer. He's a this. He's a that. Bros, now he opened door for you. Before salary you will ever collect in your entire life, now he give you the job. One of the principles of honor is remembrance. Everybody say remembrance. May I never forget. Stand up on your feet. May I never forget. May I never forget. May I never forget. May I never forget. Thank you so much. I honor God's grace in your life. You can go back to your seat. May I never forget. Lift your hands as we pray. Relationship structure is honor. One of them is honor, honor, honor. What do I say about my friends? What do I say about people that have helped me? What do I say about my fathers, my mothers, my leaders? In my place of work, I learned honor. Remember when I just started? They would do you some things and you'd be angry. You'd just be talking. I started doing ministry. God started teaching me what? Honor. So now if they do something to me, maybe my HOD or my... Go meet the person. I say, no, it's okay. We reach an agreement in meeting. Students come and say, hey, why would they do like this? I will not join them. We say, that department, don't mind. No. It's a decision they have taken. As far as you are in this department, comply with it. Don't see, honor tells you where not to put your mouth. You see, most of you don't know that sometimes some people come to you because of the respect they have for you. And certain statements you make reduce the respect they have. Some of them are even recording it. And they go and play it to the bosses and say, see what he said about you. And now you are in a place, you are not going forward, and you are thinking it's your village people. No, it's not your village people. It's your lack of honor. 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 God said something to Eli. He said, he that despise me, I will despise. He said, but he that honors me, I will greatly esteem. That's what God said. There are people that honor is due. Even Paul said it. Honor to whom it is due. There are people. You are angry with your mom. There are statements you shouldn't make to anybody. How would you be reporting your mother to your roommate? Reporting your dad to your friend. Who gave birth to you? You can't honor even your father. Yes, I know you are pained. I know you are angry. But your level of honor is revealed by what you do when you are what? You are angry. Lift your hands and say, Lord, grace to put structures in place. We continue on Thursday. Please don't miss this series. If you miss any of it, download it from the Telegram page. We are putting structures in our life. God wants to beautify you, but he wants you also to esteem others. Stop castigating people. Stop talking bad about people. Stop feasting on the weaknesses of people. It is not godly. There is nothing godly about it. Because we all have that areas in our life we are fighting with. Go ahead and pray. Maybe you are here. You have made mistake with words. You can ask God to help you. Maybe there's a friend, a roommate, somebody you have spoken so bad about. Ask God to purge your heart of those pains and all of those weaknesses. Maybe it's your family member, maybe your uncle, maybe your mom, maybe your dad. Say, Lord, help me to live in honor, especially to those that honor is due. One of the relationship structures we must put in our lives is the structure of honor. Go back this week and look at your life. Who have I not honored enough? Who have I not esteemed enough? Who have I looked down? Who have I ridiculed? Who have I said so many bad things about? This is not the will of God for your life. Who have you plotted evil? How will your roommate be doing so much for you? How will your classmate be doing so much for you? And yet all you could do is to pay them back with evil. This is not of God. I will not live like that. I will not live like that. Lord, help me to value people. Help me, Lord. Go ahead and make those declarations.
We hope that you have been instructed and edified by the teaching from God's servant, Pastor Stephen Enoku.
If you have need for more edifying teachings, you can download them from our ministry's website, www.kdclovembassy.com/sermons. For counseling, feedbacks, and should you want to support the ministry or be a partner to what the Lord is doing through us, send us a mail through kdclovembassychurch@gmail.com. We look forward to hearing from you. Keep taking charge.